بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، first we continue in مذاكرة of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم, with the importance we cannot explain. As our Dala Shaykh and our Hazrat used to explain, that sunnah is the life wire of the ummah. Today, unfortunately, when the person has got a rule, then you can do everything. You got no rule, no life, you can't do nothing. Today the ummah, you got no life in us because we have left the sunnah way of life and imitating those people who got no life, the kuffar. So Allah give us tawfiq to realize how important this is. And Hazrat Maulana Abrar Al-Haqsa Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully, sunnah ka tariqa ashal tariqa, the most easiest way. Now if you think it's most easy, it doesn't have value, it says sunnah ka tariqa ajmal tariqa, the most beautiful way of life. And you think easy, beautiful, but I want to be a perfectionist. You say sunnah ka tariqa akmal tariqa, the most perfect way of life. So what more we want, Allah gave us on the golden plate. So Allah give us tawfiq to bring it into our lives, inshaAllah. The sunnah and du'as upon entering and leaving the toilet. In the early days, particularly for the purpose of istinja, they used to take along water and lumps of clay, that is, mud balls. To use three lumps of clay or three stones is mustahab. It was in the earlier days when they have to relieve themselves in the jungle, in the open fields, etc. And sometimes today also, if you're traveling somewhere along the road and you don't have water, then you use mud cloths. And sunnah, and it's preferable to use it. That is, even if you're using water, sometimes it's preferable. But today, obviously, we've got a flush system. So you can't use mud cloth and throw it down the flush. You're going to block the drain. So today, Allah Ta'ala made that there is toilet paper. You can use toilet paper before you wash. And when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala started washing, then Allah Ta'ala praised them in the Quran Kareem. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin wa yuhibbu mutatahirin. Allah loves those who make a lot of tawbah and who are very pure. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them, what you are doing? They said, we started washing. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a perfect way that has, and as Hazrat says, it's washing. It's not just splashing. Especially when you use a shower hose, we just splash water. No, you must rub your private parts with your left hand and see that you clean it properly. Allah give us tawfiq. Then with regard to the azkar we read, when we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in 2 days we learn that when you're making zikr of la ilaha illallah, then you say, ya Allah, dil mera ho jai ek mejani hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. That, oh Allah, make my heart an open field. When your heart becomes open, as you are learning the kitab, then Allah can come in the heart. So you come in, and our Shaykh explained, when you empty your heart, you won't even have to say, Allah, come in my heart. Allah will automatically come in your heart. Or, mere tan mein bajaye aab o dil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Then a person will realize reality, that this body of mine, tan means your body, which is made of aab and dil, that is, water and sand. And we think our value is on the sand and water, we put in more sand and water, clothes and cars. So we think that is our value. It says no. Now that you emptied my heart, put value in there. And what is the value? Dard de dil, the pain of the heart, which is termed as the love of Allah, the Buzurgs have termed the pain of the heart. That all the time you worry and you tell him, that is the love of Allah Ta'ala, that you make an effort to obey Allah's command, but Allah has kept his secret till malakul maut comes, till that last breath. You don't think I'm a pious person. That Allah, do you love me? And when you got this, then Allah gives you more and more eagerness. So Allah, give me the love of the heart, the pain of the heart. Dard de dil ho, dard de dil ho, dard de dil. Then we'll see that the songs are not just like ash'ar, you're just reading for entertainment. Now you're making dua, ya Allah, give me the dard de dil. Then any person, so we just do one poem with regard to, when we do the zikr of Allah, Allah. And as we, when we do the zikr of Allah, then you don't move your body slightly to the right and then to the left. You just keep your heart focused, your mouth focused to your heart. And you think, like there's a tongue in my mouth, there's a tongue in my heart also. and everything around me, even where there is a carpet, where there is a ceiling, whatever, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everything is buzzing in the tasbih of Allah. So Allah is allowing me to make the tasbih of Allah. So now when you start thinking like that, and you just started getting the taste of Allah, 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 that Allah comes in the heart. Now when you start your zikr, then you say, Nara I mastana, khushmi ayidam. Nara means to call out, mastana my beloved. To call out the name of my beloved, khushmi ayid, it makes me very happy. Then you get enjoyment to call Allah, Allah, Allahu Akbar. Are the mujahideen, what's the enjoyment? Hazrat explain, Allahu Akbar. The Allahu Akbar of the mujahideen, Allah loves that sound also. So like that, when you make zikr, that doesn't mean in our tariqah is not to make loud zikr. Make zikr like bees buzzing. Not to some other people, their tariqah, they make so loud zikr, you think that the roof is coming down. But that is not the whole. The tawuf is our islah. And zikr will be the medicine that we will take. So khush mi ayidam. Our life gives me happiness at every moment that I must just be calling out your name. And as we do the cause and we mature, then you realize Allah's name will be coming out from my heart all the time. And that's why then you say ta abad jana. Ta for till abad, forever and ever. Chuni ni ba'idam. That Allah choose my breath at every time, every breath of mine, I can be just engaged in your zikr. Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Continue our lessons on Anwar al-Salah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Yesterday we learned that when a person comes to know what salah is all about, then we understand the statement of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The enjoyment of life of mine is in salah. Like this, we don't understand. Unfortunately, we still like children. And like our Shaykh says, even if you don't do this course, bachpan ho gaya abhi bachpana nahi gayi. You 55, 60, you smell like children. You ask, Mauli Sahab asks, why is there a big screen in your house? Maana, the children want to watch sport. Playing the children, but you want to watch the sport. So you then those are our enjoyment. But when you come in the company of the awliya Allah, and you take the medicine and you do the course, then a person enjoys what is. Then you'll understand Allah Ta'ala says, after you do your work. And what is our real work? Our work is the work of deen. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah is telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. That when you finish your whole day, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. Whole day like you have to swim in the ocean of mankind and pull them out. They're all drowning. We're all drowning in the, locked in this world. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to do such a task whole day. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. And now you're so tired, but now tire yourself more. That was your work with mankind. Now to get that strength to do that work, connect yourself to Allah Ta'ala. Even you're tired now, you can, and how now in their tiredness, how they enjoy their namaz, we can't imagine. Allah just make us understand. When we talk about this, at least think, Ya Allah, let me also be getting an idea, an outer idea of the state. And then Allah says, now when you're doing it, while you are tired, and you think, how are you going to stand? And when you just say, Ya Allahu Akbar, both the worlds are gone behind you. And you surrender to Allah, then wa ila rabbika farghab. Now towards your Allah, you just get enjoyment. What entertainment we can't imagine. When we heard of Mawlana Yaqub Rahmatullahi, in the heat, after traveling so long, and what fikr he was doing, people don't have iman at the Miyamawati. And in a hot house, they're giving place to rest. And he started namaz. And he's reading his namaz in Allah. So what can be said of the tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize. But this is the end result. We have to go through the whole course. And as you do the course, inshallah, then you'll understand that, as Hazrat explained here, that to get the sa'adah, to all the special gifts and the fortunate ones to get the good things of deen, you have to make that little effort. You make that effort, and most important is to have inabat. That you want inclination, you want to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is you do that little course, like a Hafiz boy wants to become Hafiz. You can't just go fill the enrollment form and they say, okay, accept it. Now from, we must come madrasa after next week. Now you don't go madrasa. Or you go with his father to the masjid after further you go back home. And he thinks, no, I'm in the highest class. Yeah, they accepted me. No, go and do that course. Go study in the Ustad's class and then have that little difficulty. Then see how Allah Ta'ala will open from his side. Allah will give you that gift. It is impossible and nobody becomes Hafiz on his own. It is only Allah's special gift that Allah puts it in the heart. And accordingly Allah Ta'ala puts for somebody quicker, somebody, this is the Atai Wahabi, this is the special gift of Allah Subhanahu. But if we don't show inclination, you're not going to give to somebody who's not interested. And even if you thought, let me give this man a gift, but you're making salam, he's not even looking at you. He's not, then you got two, man, let me put my gift back in my pocket. So like that, Allah Ta'ala, when we beg Allah for inabat, for inclination towards Allah, and then Allahu Akbar. And on the other hand, Allah's gift is not kisi illat wa sabab ki muhtaj nahi. Allah's gift is not dependent on any cause that now this boy came to the class, then only we can give him. Allah can give without it. Allah gives Allahu yaqtasu bi rahmati may yasha. Allah chooses whomsoever He wants. And there are many miracles that have been explained. We have no time to go into all the details. But how quickly, and you see, we hear many incidents of our own ustaz also. 6 months they became Hafiz. Sometimes Allah Akbar. So many buzur, 1 month in Ramadan, no Hafiz to read namaz in the prison. Every day learning a para in the morning, at night is reading it in Faizyaf in the listening. Allah Akbar. So we should understand and realize that this is the special gift of Allah Ta'ala, who among Allah chooses, Allah gives. But we make that little effort. And that is why Allah said also, Inna rahmat Allah kareebun min al-muslimin. You want the mercy of Allah, you want Allah must give you, but become among the muslimin. Do good and then this thing. Not like a person is driving reckless. And you say, Mohana, make do I reach my place easy. But you're driving reckless, you got a car that's also bombed out, and you say, no, use the right means, then make dua. So like that, we do the right means, then Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. The more we have inabat, you yourself will be shocked that I'm not capable of this. I don't have this ability. Where Allah Ta'ala gave me this gift? So we should realize the scores of marifat. We are getting the recognition of Allah, the zikrullah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the practical in the namaz, which is Shaykh Sufi Iqbal Sahib is explaining in front also about more detail. So further, Sufi Sahib writes that Lehaza Hazrat Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah alayhi qadda sikrirahu ki takrir dil pazir ko dil mein jamane aur amal mein lane ke liye darje zayf 5 azbaab ke taur par tahrir karte hain. So he says now, the very beautiful and heart-touching bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah. That this is the bayan we will learn, what he said, what is namaz all about. Before we can even touch that bayan, then I'm giving you 5 points, which is 5 sabaks, do that sabak first. Then that bayan will start touching your heart. If you just read it like that on your own, like many people we say you want the kitab Anwarus Salah. On your own, you'll read the kitab, but you won't get that reality. What you hear from your sheikh, and that's what we get, that is something else. So he says, the bayan which is so heart touching and it will overtake your heart. But to get the benefit of that, I'm making mention of doing 5 sabaks first. To do 5 lessons before that, then you will see. So then he says, asal takrir ke alfaz ko khud, that is just some technical term he's mentioning, that he says, asal takrir ke alfaz ko khud khud khat kaseera kya gaya hai. Aur amal mein lane ki tartib batauri fawaid darj hogi. Then he says, the actual bayan, I find the line is. And then in between the bayan, I gave some points so that you can understand the bayan. Because the own bayan was in old Urdu, so to understand it more, then I gave some, so where you will know what was the original bayan, it will be underlined. And then it will be, but that is not so serious for us. So anyway, so now he's explaining what are these 5 points. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali ke irshadat ko parne se pehle mandarja zail umur ko malhooz rakha jaye جن کو ہم نے نور سے تعبیر کریں گے. He says before you read or before you listen to the bayan of Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, then mandarja zail umur, the following point, the following advices I'm giving you, keep in mind. First, do the five advices, then see, and I term these advices as nur. I call it the first nur, nur-e awwal, nur-e dawm, nur-e sawm. That is, first do this nur, and when that nur already come in your heart, now see how you'll enjoy that bayan. Now that heart is open, Allahu Akbar, you go in a beautiful room, but it's dark there. And the light and the main switch is off from the main box. Now you have to take the trouble first. Go to the, find out where the main box, going on the main box, then get the keys, all that little effort that you have to do. Now when you on the light and you go into the room, ah, what a beautiful palace this is. But you don't want to say, I don't want to stay there. It's too dark there. I can't risk it. So like that, to ask our namaz is dark. We not doing it. Do the course, then see what namaz will give us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So Nur-e Awwal, the first Nur, the first lesson that we should take and ponder before we even hear the main bayan, is mat ka fayda sirf unhi salikin ko hoga, jo zikr wa shawal ke tariq ko baar rabta ikhtiyar kar chuke hain, aur unko kisi darja mein malaka yaaddaas hasil ho chuka hai. He says you'll only get the benefit of making much, that is training yourself with this bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib, that only those people who become salikin, that you want to tread the road to Allah Ta'ala. If you just read this kitab, let me just read it, and you got no intention of become a salik, a person who's going to walk on the road towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then you read the kitab, and it's a nice kitab. But you won't know what is nice till you make an effort on to become a salik. And to become a salik, you can't walk alone on the path of Allah Ta'ala. The pious servant has said so beautifully, Mana Muhammad Ahmad Pratapgar used to say on behalf of all the mashayikh, Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe, tum hamare saath chalo. Alone you can't tread the path of the love of. We're walking, so hold our hand. And today we got what a guy, what a sheikh. Our Hazrat with marifat is pouring with all the love of Allah. We just have to hold our hand of our sheikh and tread the path and then see how Allah makes it. You'll think, where can I climb a mountain? Person who knows how to climb, you just hold his hand, what more you want? So like that, he says, only those, the salikin, and even if you say, I'm a salik, I came to the kanka, but zikr was shagal ke tariq, that the path of making it, doing the course of zikr, and your spiritual training, you have to do it bar rapta, not just like your, without proper etiquette, and without proper enrollment, so to say. In other words, you come, but you don't take bayt to a sheikh. Taking bayt is sunnah, but that will like put you under control. That now I have taken bayt, I have given my hands in the sheikh. So when you take bayt, now you become more responsible. When you don't take bayt, you say, I'll sit in the bayan, etc. But you won't be responsible. When you take bayt and you are, like you officially enrolled, and you are a student, now they'll check you. Why you didn't come? Why sheikh will ask you? You're not officially bayt, they won't even really ask you why you didn't come for the program, why you're not listening. So when you do this, bar rapta, that is properly, according to the, how the cause is to be done. And then he says, unhi ko kisi darja, then to a certain level, obviously, like others say, still more you can't achieve. The enjoyment of salah and the height, it is unlimited. But to a great level, you get the ability, yaddaas, to have this, what is being told to me in the bayan. You'll have the ability now to retain it and to able to bring it into your heart. So this is extremely important, that when a person do the course of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will understand what Allahu Akbar. Like if a person, you buy a brand new washing machine, and you're getting married and you're happy, I got the machine, my wife don't have to wash clothes, etc. But you didn't read the instructions, you didn't even plug the thing, you didn't even connect it, and now you tell her, put the, you what you're going to wash, you put the clothes in the machine. She is struggling, she's going through difficulty. The thing can't even open, because you have got no the electricity, you got no plug, nothing. So now, you say the thing is useless. But read the instructions, and like today's cars, they say that you have to, they send an instructor to show you all the technical listening, how to use the car. And said, our Dada Chef used to say, that today you'll find children, you buy a new car, they know how the gadgets better than the father also. They know the phone better than you. He says, how is this? He says, it's in the atmosphere. What is in the atmosphere, that's going to affect them. So you make your atmosphere according to deen. If you make your atmosphere deeny and you tell them this, you mustn't touch it. It's not your business. Then they'll come under control. But we leave them. Child came in the world already is touching a phone. So like that, that's why the importance of this is not serious. I don't know how to, I'm making namaz, but what you making namaz? So like that, a person has to understand. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah used to say, what is this that you have to take? Gas. He says, a simple example is, and Maulana Nisbatel Sabah used to give this example with regards to when you make tawaf. He says, it's like when a person, when you want to put the clothes in a machine, and he says, like when murid come to a chef, they like all dirty clothes. And dirty clothes now, it's all mixed up, you have to sort it out, and then put certain with the right colors and all that. Now they're clothes and it's dirty, you just handle it anyhow. So he says, like that, when you put it in a machine, and it's washed, and it's ironed, now if somebody just hold your clothes right, even if it's got that just some spot on his hand, hey, don't hold my clothes with this. Now it's kept well. It says like that, when murid come to the chef, then our thoughts are all over. We hear in the bayan, but Hazrat gives another beautiful example. He says in the olden days, our parents, grandparents, they used to stay more in the farm, and they had shops. Now there's no big super, big cash and carries to go and buy your food. So they used to come on a Jummah, for example, to the town, that I'll make my Jummah namaz also, and after Jummah I'll go to the wholesale and buy all my things. So he says, while you're in a Jummah bayan, instead of listening to the bayan, you're thinking after the bayan, first I'll go to the shop, then I'll go to the bank, then I'll go buy my oil. So what you heard? You heard nothing. So all your thoughts, so to bring your thoughts, first we bring our thoughts to one direction. That is the whole cause, that you have to make a cause of zikrullah. As you do the cause properly, make your zikr, and not like us. We're making zikr and we're sleeping. La ilaha. Sing no Allah. All the time. Then after a while, illallah. So that zikr won't do. So we must force ourselves. And here is the training. But at home, choose a time when we have got strength at it, and we are, will be awake. So and then do our zikr regularly. So like that, Muhammadullah says, Rahmatullah used to say, when a murid comes in one direction, now you can start explaining him about the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he'll appreciate it. Otherwise you're talking, and they're not, as Hazrat shows us, our myself first word, that kitab was there, we didn't pay attention, we just read. It's just a cause that's taking place. But when we came here for a purpose, it's not just to eat and sleep. And many of us, we see, when we only go for Hazrat bayan. And even there, we're not paying attention. Otherwise, we get a venting. Even we bring our woman folk also. And we come from so far, foreign countries. But then we're going visiting. Whether just apa, whether that apa. And the whole purpose, you must the whole program. So what did you benefit? You wasted so much money, you are playing tickets, everything. Sometimes people are hiring houses to stay. But we don't, so what exactly like that? We go for Umrah, we take, making all the effort. But we go there, we're making tawaf, but we're not in tawaf. Our thoughts are all over the show. And that is why when you start at Hajj Aswad, think I'm on in the washing machine now. My dirty heart I'm putting in here. And every tawaf I'm now cleansing my heart. If we think where we can, so that is why when you come to the Shaykh and you do this course, then you'll appreciate what Hazrat is telling us. And as Hazrat keeps on reminding us, Allah give me tawfiq to realize those that are interested who want taqwa. Otherwise people, this is not interested. I'm interested and I'm buying that and I'm doing the course in my university, all that is taking us to Jahannam. So understand this very well. Abwa is Malaka says, Allahu Akbar. اب وہ اس ملکہ سے اپنی نمازوں کو بار روح بنا سکتے ہیں اور نماز کے ذریعے سے وہ اپنی باطنی مجالس میں بہت ترقی کر سکتے ہیں جو طریق کے نبوت سے ترقی کرنے کی مختلف ذرائع میں سے ایک اہم ذرائع ہے. He says, now when you do this course, you take bath, you make your zikr, and regularly you come. And as it will be explained also, it doesn't mean now you first make zikr and you don't need to read namaz. If whatever condition you are, namaz is for us, that will come. So anyway, He says when you do this course and you start coming to the Khanqah and you start the becoming a proper murid, make an effort like a child who's learning properly here. You have to encourage him every time. But that child who's not interested and is stubborn, so start telling the parents, brother, take this child away. My mashayikh will never tell you that go. You can lead us. Our chef says so beautifully. Our Dada's chef used to say, Allah save us, you meet up in an accident. You go to the panel beaters, they say your car is beyond repair. And then if you got haram insurance also, they say no, we can't pay you out. So all that, or you go, you sick, you in a hospital, the doctors will say now your patient is beyond, so to say, beyond getting cure. So take a patient home for fourth degree, whatever, cancer. So they'll say now you are right off, so to say. But no chef will say you are right off, you are in a dump. No, they will entertain us, and we must keep on coming, and keep on coming, and then see, we come with us with intention as we learn the next goal, the next sabak. So anyway, when you start doing this, now you see you are able to progress tremendously. Now you realize what is progress. You thought progress is in dunya, and the example of this Hazrat is beautifully. He says, now you thought you are a big businessman, you want to buy a helicopter, or you want to buy a plane. That it's taking me too far to travel. You buy a plane, everything, but you didn't do a course how to become a pilot. You don't know how to even open the door of the plane. So what is going to benefit you? And you say the plane is useless. I thought it will take me quickly. My car takes me faster. So like that, we don't do the course of namaz. And you say, ask namaz, what these buzhuks are talking of namaz? We don't know. Do the course and do the course of zikr and start getting the marifat of Allah. Then you'll understand when you say Allahu Akbar, how you throw both the world behind. And Allah, I surrender to you. The most useless servant, you allowed me in your court. So like this, when you do this course, then see how you will progress tremendously. And then Hazrat explains that this progress and getting closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala, this is from the path of Nabuwat, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to show how to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. And there are many muqtarif zarai. There are many means to get close to Allah Ta'ala. Many people, you get involved in one effort of deen and you get the wrong idea, you say, yahi ek kaam hai. This is the only road. No, Hazrat explained, they are very important. From the many, many ways to get close to Allah. Hazrat explained that Buzurgs have mentioned that there are so many ways to get Allah, to close to Allah, like the amount of the creation of Allah. And other Buzurgs have gone even further, the amount of the breadth of the creation of Allah. So never ever say this is the only way. And similarly, like the time Hazrat Mawlana Ayyaz Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, ye kaam karo, but the most important thing is your zikr and your ta'lim. If you don't do zikrullah, you don't do ta'lim, you go out in the path of Allah, you can go for years and years. And we see the effect. Years, Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Dawniya Diola Sahab Damat Barakatum is stressing, ye kaam so saal ho gaya, 100 years, and we still don't know the basics of this work. We still don't read our awabin. We don't read our sunnahs properly. So like that, Allah Ta'ala make us realize that there are many ways. So this is, he says, ek aham zariya. This is one very important way to get close to Allah Ta'ala. And this has been proven as excellent. And all those, you see, even great scholars of deen, great ulama, today it's not even the word, it's right to use this word scholar, because it's ulama, and scholars are somebody else, they in a different field. So ulama, they have recognized, and we see all our kabir, they went to sit at the feet of Indadullah Muhajir Makki Ramatullah, by the feet of the or those who had connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Varna bear wo namaz, to na tariqe wilayat se motir hai, aur na tariqe nabuwat mein mu'tabar hai. Otherwise he says, that if you don't want to bring this life in your namaz, you say, I'm making namaz, so what? I can't sit so long in a masjid. You all know what's the enjoyment of this. So when you got a namaz that got no ruh, no life, then not in the path of wilayah to become the friend of Allah, you will dream that you're becoming the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It won't be effective in becoming the friend of Allah. So much so, we can come Khanqah years and years, but we don't make our zikr regularly. We don't listen attentively. We're not interested in doing the course. We're just coming to that time. Everybody must know I'm close to my chair. Then that is of no benefit. And that tariqah, nabuwat mein mu'tabar hai. And in the spark of nabuwat, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to show how to get connected to Allah, it won't be, it will have no value, it won't be regarded as anything. So that is why, yahi tariq, nabuwat ke dusre amal, matalan, tajawat, Qur'an paak, jihad, tabligh, wagaira ka hai. And he says, that is the method. In all the parts of nabuwat, the first thing, what Sahaba said, ta'allamna al-iman. Today we say ta'allamna al-iman is to God in the past, to God in Qasht, to God. Ta'allamna al-iman means they sat in the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when the nur of iman penetrated their heart, now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent them out. Now go and make Qasht, now go and just go foreign countries and do business. In China, just Sahaba doing business and people accepted Islam. Because what sohbat, your heart will open up. And we have to come with this intention that I want the sohbat, that new that is in that heart, that must penetrate my heart. Then we'll enjoy and then we'll appreciate coming to the Khanqah and then we'll see the value is not just to come and spend the Ramadan. We find our Mashayikh, Ramadan after Ramadan, they reach great stages and they were sincere. But every year the Khanqahs of our pious elders were full, mostly with ulama, it was full. Today we think I did 140 days, like Hazrat generally say, the beginning of the course, you do 40 days minimum, and 40 day period will just bring one transformation, if we did it properly 40 days. As we learn in the end, that 40 days were you present with Jamaat, with Tazbir-e-Ula. If we did 40 days without, we just became Namaz anytime, then it's of no benefit. Or we did just 40 days, we sat in some programs we didn't sit, then also we won't get. But when you get the taste, that is jo dawaki bimari bharti gai. That is such a sickness. As you took the medicine, your sickness increased. I want more of this love of Allah. Give me more of this medicine. So like that, Hazrat explained, that if you don't do the course properly, similarly, you'll make khatams after khatams, tilawat of Qur'an Kareem, but you still won't realize whose kitab is. Allah kalam rabbi. This is the kitab of hidayat. As Hazrat explained, Allah was but. Like on one occasion, Colonel Amiruddin was a very great Jamaat worker, but before that he was a colonel in the army. And he was from Canada and he came here to South Africa also and he had great jazba because he was a colonel. And he used to go for Gush morning meeting non-Muslims. And I remember he came to Germiston also one morning, over 25 people he made them Muslims. But, so anyway he explained that one time he went to Egypt. And Egypt, then he went to to one masjid. And then in Egypt, we know, the Qurra, they read beautiful. And so the Imam read the Maghrib Namaz, whatever Namaz it was, the Jahri Namaz. And then after that, he desired, let me go meet this Imam. And then in those masjids, they got like a small office where the Imam goes just after Namaz, few minutes, so you can meet him, etc. So then the Imam went to his office. So after Namaz, he asked, where's the office of this? He showed him the office of the Imam. That Imam was, there was a person sitting by the table and chair, with a table, a chair, no beard, no kurta, nothing. So he said, I want to meet the Imam that performed the namaz. He said, I'm the Imam that performed. He said, no, the Imam who read just now. He had a nice jubba, he had a beard, and that Imam, how beautiful he read, it touched my heart. He said, I'm the Imam. He said, where's your beard? Where? He said, look behind the door. There's my beard hanging there also. Then he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What is this masjid going to remain? So like that myself, we come on the musalla. We are more worried, like Hazrat says, we want the Qari who reads beautiful, the sound must be beautiful. That Qari who reads simple, but is thinking of the meaning and reading, that irad will affect our heart. So like this, in every effort, whether it's namaz, whether it's tilawat, whether it's jihad also, you can go in jihad, and that is why Allah said in the beginning, Alam tara ila alladhina qila lahum kuffu aydiyakum wa aqimu as-salah. That when the Sahaba in the beginning, they were tortured in Makkah Sharif. And they said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they're torturing us, we can't love you. So make dua Allah, make jihad for us. Allah said, we'll be paying your hands, make sabr. First, work on your namaz, work on your spiritual condition. And then when jihad became for us, the munafiqeen who didn't work on their spiritual condition, then they say, why Allah made jihad for us now? Now in Medina Sharif, they were in business and they were in farming. So like that, when we do our course properly, then see, your tilawat will be different. Your tabligh, your gush, one gush will make a difference in your heart. And then we'll understand, we won't be worried whether I'm Amir, not Amir, whatever Allah give me, all of us Tawfiq to realize this. So very important to realize that we do the sport properly and then see Allah Akbar. Then it will be like when your appliance starts working, then your wife will say, Jazakallah, how easy you made it for us. Then when we come to know what Salah is, so Hazrat says, then you'll progress spiritually. Or jo Hazrat in Amal mein roop paida karke tarakki madari ko khaha ho, unke liye zaruri hai ki wo pehle zikr, sigar, shagal ke tariq ko ikhtiyar karke apne qalb ki islah kare. Allah Akbar. And Hazrat says, now when you realize how you can progress with namaz and become close and close to Allah, so those that are interested, like Hazrat keep on saying, if you are interested in getting this wilayat, this connection with the friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Hazrat, mein roo paida karke tarakki madaris ke khaha, those who are desire that I must bring light in my namaz. And I also want to progress. Look how these mashayikh progress. We look at the outward condition and think, hey, Hazrat is going in a smart car, I also want to go. Allah Akbar. One person told Hazrat, the Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, that to stay with a buzurg is very nice. That you get the chicken for breakfast, chicken for the lunch, supper. He says, oh, bewukuf. Kitne, you're so stupid. If you made your intention ke, ayatullah ke saath rehne se mujhe Allah chahiye. Then you will get the creator of chicken and you'll enjoy the chicken. Now you just enjoy the chicken like Hazrat reminds us, we don't even read Bismillah. So there's no reality. Even in the dunya we not enjoy it. So what does? And then we'll understand this is the namas of Allah. So anyway, he says when you're interested, then it is necessary for you that you do the call of zikr, become there to a chef, do your course properly, and adopt this way what your chef will tell you, zikr, your mamulas, what you have to do regularly, not few days and then we stop few days, but carry on. Allahu Akbar. The Buzurgs explain, we are weak, next time. Treading the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hum chale, hum gire, hum phir uthe, hum phir chale. You'll walk sometimes, now you get less and lazy, you realize, hey, I didn't go masjid. You go again, and then you get up, start walking again, and like that, you carry on, Allahu Akbar. Ye rishta muhabbat ko har cheez na tore, jo so baar toote, to so baar chote. On the Yunus Badr, we used to read this poem commonly of our chest, that the connection and with the love of Allah, don't break it. If it breaks 100 times from our side, it will break. But join it up. And Allah won't say, why you broke your connection? Come back. The woman folk will tell you, now you get this thing. Or we, but Allah Ta'ala won't tell us it. So we have to do the cause of zikr and shagal, that is our mamulat, etc. And most important, why is the zikr? Not that some of them are making nice zikr, or the ashar is very nice, kalti islah kare. That we have to reform our heart. That take out all the negative and all the dunya from our heart, and this will come out as we make the zikr and we listen to our mashayikh, what they are teaching us. Kyunki amal ke baad ruh hone ka madar kalti islah hai. Jo kisi shaykh kamil ki tarbiyat aur nigrani mein zikr wa shagal ikhtiyar karne se hi hota hai. And because Allah Akbar, Hazrat says that why you have to do the cause of zikr and purify your heart? Because to bring light into amal, to bring light into your action, it is dependent on how clean your heart is. If your heart is mixed up with dunya, your actions will never come right. And that's why one wrong notion people have, you're doing the work of tabligh, or you say to bring concentration in namaz, make long namaz. You can't concentrate in short namaz, where are you going to make long namaz and concentrate? So Hazrat says, rather do short namaz and try and concentrate, but that also won't come fully till you don't come under the guidance of a kamil sheikh, a proper sheikh who has got us and has been got ijazat, and is also a sheikh of that the caliber that will able to guide us, and he was able to teach us how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, otherwise the wajaga sheikh is, and that is also, follow what he teach us, and then stay away from the negative factors, and stay under the guidance of yourself. Many people, they say, why I can make zikr, I can make la ilaha illallah on my own, and many people got a wrong notion. My sheikh is jamaat, or my sheikh is my kitab, that can never be your sheikh. You need a chef, a spiritual doctor. You can be the best specialist, heart specialist in the world. You get a heart attack, you can't do your own operation. You have to go even to a junior doctor, but he'll do your operation. So like that, don't say I can do it on my own. Hazrat Rami Rahmatullahi gave a beautiful answer. They say, Hazrat, that I can make zikr on my own. Why do I need a chef? So he explained to him, why? If there's a loaf of bread on the table and there's a knife, what will cut the bread? Say the knife. Say, but will the knife just go on its own and cut? Say, it has to be in the hands of a responsible person. If you give that knife to a two-year-old child, and he can also read La ilaha illallah. But how? He'll cut his finger. So like that, we're making zikr La ilaha illallah, but we're not getting that. So under the guidance of a proper chef, and then also Allahu Akbar. Until after your time, we have to do our tarbiyah. That is, we have to see, as Hazrat says, check my tent. Is taqwa coming in my tent now? Is my tarbiyah being done? I'm sitting here, and this is a great cause. Normally, today, all the stupid causes of dunya, you must online, you must apply, then you must first pay your fees. This is such a cause, 1 minute. Yab zamana ba sohbati awliya, sat sala ta'ad beriya bih. That one moment in the company of a friend of Allah is better than 100 years of ibadat wa ikhlas. And Hazrat Tani Ramatullahi told Mufti Shafi Sahib, he said, Hazrat, I don't understand this poem, and look where you're doing your tarbiyah. You'll ask questions in the right way. He had chosen to say an objection. He said, Mani Sahib, it seems like you are seeing the poet as exaggeration. That just one moment and 100 years ikhlas ibadat. He says the poet is understated. It's lab zamana ba sohbab, lab zamana ibadat beriya. It's better than 100,000 years of ibadat without ikhlas. What ikhlas? In other words, a person making ibadat on his own, in a split moment, shaitan can make you go astray. As you now are very deep resting. And when you, Allahu Akbar, when you're in the company of the friend of Allah, which minute that point comes and it touches your heart and makes dua that you come with an empty heart and the nur, therefore the nur that is in the heart. When that nur just touches your heart, and like you see, you buy a remote control, you buy a, put a remote control motor, tell you, no, don't set it. You're pressing the buttons, it doesn't. When it's set and just it gets connected, now see how it just opens and closes. Like that, your heart will start opening and closing. But together with that, Allahu Akbar. Very important. Chunanche, I will just explain that point after this. Chunanche, yeh mazmoon sekro ahadith mein hai. And he says, this I'm not saying on my own that you have to do a cause. This is in many ahadith it has been explained. And he gives the example of one hadith here. They say, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَةٌ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقَلُوبُ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. That for everything there is a cleanser. What is the cleanser of the heart? The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't work on your heart, and then as they explain in front, never mind, we'll explain that point just now. So after you understand, the cleanser of the heart is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you take the cleanser and you don't use it properly. You got the best cleanser, but you don't use it properly. You got the best machine, or you use it and then you do, you do damage after that. In other words, you want electricity. There's positive wires, there's negative wires. If you only put positive wires and you say, I'm a positive person, I don't want negative, till Qiyamah you won't get electricity. So there's positive ibadat, that is namaz, zikr, tilawat. Negative ibadat, don't immediately after your ibadat be back on your cell phone. So we cancel. The negative ibadat now is to control your nafs. And that is why Hazrat said, fis karta hai dur manzil se. Agar che chef tera laasani ho. Our Dada Chef's poem is to say that you come in the company of a chef, you got the best chef, second to none, but you involve in still sin. Then you dreaming you become the wali of Allah. It takes you away from it. And Hazrat gave a beautiful example to understand this. He says that one friend of, Hazrat explained, one of the friends, that he was heavy diabetic. Now he had to be hospitalized. So the doctors put him on treatment, diet, everything. Then they checked in the evening, the sugar came down, they were happy. Then the next morning, early in the morning, you check your sugar, you never eat. So it must be a normal low. And they check his sugar, overdose, very high. So doctors now take you off with the nurses, what's wrong? You're not giving, say, yeah, the whole night you're giving the proper medicine, etc. So what is happening? 2 days later, they're confused. that all day the sugar is very high. So it comes down, why? In the morning, you first thing you test, it is high again. So then after the third day, when they made up his bed, under his pillow, all chocolate paper. So you're taking the medicine and all you eat, taking poison also. So like that, we're putting cleanser, but we're jerking our heart same time. Allah Ta'ala saved me, all of us. So yeah, ek muhalaka aam taur par paya jata hai ke baaz ahbab kal ki islah ke liye zikrullah ki bajaye zahiri amal ki islah par zor dete hain. Halanke farayz ke alawa pehle qalb ki islah ka fikr zaruri hai, kyunki hadith paak mein qalb ki islah ko amal ki islah ka zariya farmaya gaya hai. Hazrat says, here we make a big mistake that a person, instead of correcting your heart, then your outward actions will come right. We want to correct our outside, outward actions first. We want to put the cart before the horse, that no, I'll first correct my namaz, my posture is right. If you know your heart is still not coming right, you still got soul or dirt in your heart, you're not even concerned of your outward posture. You're not concerned about it. A person who don't have system in his life, he doesn't worry, his car is clean, not clean, whether the tire pressure is right or everything, he's not concerned. And then he say, no, let me put all this in order, the outside, but he don't check his engine. First check your engine properly. Your engine is right, then even if the car is not in proper outward doors, outside is rubber damage, you'll still take you. And then it will, you realize I must correct all this. So Hazrat says, besides farayz, this is important. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught, Muru awladukum bis-salah wa hum abna'u sabihin. Before the time comes that namaz becomes farz upon you, do the course. That is, from 7 years, command your children, start performing namaz. They're going to play, they're going to just think, they'll play around in namaz, but the importance of namaz will start coming. When they 10 years, what ribuhum alayya, hum abna'u sabihin. When they become 10 years and they become negligent, now you reprimand them. You shout them. If they need a little hiding, you give them hiding. Because now they become irresponsible. And by the time they bali, you don't just perform namaz, now you know. So like that, before namaz becomes farz, we're supposed to do the course. Now you don't say, oh, I learned my heart, I never cleaned my heart, so I can't make my farz. No, your farz you have to make, irrespective of how it is. And if you do your farz, it will be counted, you did. But you get no benefit. Like Hazrat explained over and over, that businessman who don't know how to make business, selling maybe under cost also, or cost price, then he's out of business. So like that, Hazrat is explaining, and Hazrat says in many hadiths it has come, that the dependence of outward amal is dependence of the purification of the heart. And we know the famous hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hadith, they say, hadith paas mein hai, ala inna fi jasadi lamudga, iza salat salat jasadu kullu. That, remember, listen attentively. Allah, our Dada Shaykh used to say very beautifully, that when the bayan starts, we listen 1-2 minutes and then we fall off to sleep. We don't listen attentively. Like Hazrat explained, one morning sahab said, piyaj haram hai. And he heard viyaj. Viyaj is the Gujarati word for interest. And piyaj means onion. And normally Hazrat says, your wife on onions when it's very expensive. So this person heard in the bayan, morning sahab said, the viyaj, interest is haram. He heard piyaj, onion is haram. He went home, wife says, lot of verses is coming. And go buy 3 bags. Says, onion is so expensive. Didn't hear Maulana's bayan? He said, piyaj haram. He said, which Maulana? Let me find out. He said, no, I didn't say piyaj. I said, viyaj. That he don't want to listen. He don't want to cancel his HP and insurance and all that. So we have to listen attentively. So as the King of used to say in Arabic, there are 3 words called huruf e tambi. Allah, Amar, Ha. And beautifully used to say, listen carefully what I'm saying. I'm saying Allah. When Allah wants to draw our attention, listen. In the Quran Sharif also, in the Hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, Allah, inna fil jasad. So Allah, Amaha. That Allah, Amaha. I'm not saying Yamaha. Say, just now, Maulita is the agent of Yamaha program. So like that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in the body, there's a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is in order, the whole body will be in order. If that piece of flesh is not in order, you can do what you want to. It's like a person, you see your tree is not giving fruit and the leaves are dry, you go water the leaves. You'll water the leaves, what? It will look at the shine, the few drops for a few minutes, and then treat the root. Like Hazrat says, you got sores on your body and you will get some cream from the chemist. You put sores, it will give you relief for a few minutes. But go to the Hakim, he'll tell you your blood is dirty. And treat your blood. So like that, the Mashayikh and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who could be a greater Shaykh than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do the call and start making Islam of our heart. Then you become conscious that, as Hazrat explained, every day Hazrat is telling us, see, our feet are facing Qibla. But we're not worried about Islam, we don't even think about it. But when you start worrying about Islam, when you do under the third years of our Shaykh and your Mashayikh, who your heart takes to, then see, now your outward actions will come, start coming right slowly, and then see what progress you get spiritually. So we have to do the course from down up. We don't can't jump up and we don't even start. So Allah give us all tawfiq. Waqim ta'wan. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah,